Global Link.
DMMU urges residents in low-lying areas to prepare for possible flooding. It is set to hold stakeholder meeting on Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026. And Burkina Faso's parliament approves ban on political parties. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamano. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator Nomanch Bakbaku has cautioned residents living in low-lying areas, particularly those near rivers, to prepare for possible evacuation and ensure they have adequate food supplies in the event of flooding. Mr. Chpakpaku's warning follows yesterday's announcement by the Meteorological Department in collaboration with DMMU forecasting anticipated weather conditions likely to result in widespread rainfall with heavy rains expected in some parts of the country, indicating that the period between February 12 and 14 carries a high risk of flash floods and flooding. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chpakpaku urged communities in flood-prone areas to take precautionary measures, including securing their properties to minimize damage in the event of floods. He further warned residents in Lusaka against jumping and swimming in drainages, especially children, citing the high risk of waterborne diseases such as cholera. Mr. Chpakpaku further called on people living in low-lying areas to consider moving to higher ground as preventive measures to avoid potential danger as the heavy rains approach. Care for Nature Zambia has welcomed the approval of the Disaster Management Amendment Bill, saying it is timely, especially with the effects of climate change. Recently, Cabinet approved the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2026 in a bid to integrate risk management into the prevention and mitigation of disasters, as the current Disaster Management Act CAP 132 focused on responding to disasters with limited emphasis on risk reduction, prevention and resilience building. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Organization Executive Director Sama Kearns emphasized the need for wider consultations with stakeholders so that government can understand the challenges that communities face for better planning, especially those being impacted with climate change. With the coming of this bill, it is very important that before it is tabled before Parliament, consultations are conducted to understand and be aware of the challenges communities face, said Ms. Kearns. Ms. Kearns warned that without wider consultations, the bill might not yield its intended purpose and communities will not benefit fully. Ms. Kearns, however, stressed that as the bill is being tabled, there is need to look at the structures being put in place at community level to respond to disasters. Meanwhile, Ms. Kearns has called on government to also consider coming up with a budgetary allocation for people affected by floods, expressing concern that displacing them to schools is affecting learning, citing Lundazi in Eastern Province, where flood victims were taken to stay in schools.
It should be as soon as possible because year in and year out, Zambia has faced floods. And we've got places like the islands, like for example in Wapula, we've got Lunga Island, which is almost every year affected by floods. So since we know the places that are prone to drought, that are prone to flooding, we need now to start looking for local funds. I think the biggest challenge has been that developing countries like Zambia have been highly dependent on developed countries to finance climate change impacts, which is also related to our disasters, because most of our disasters are natural disasters.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has announced that it will convene a stakeholder meeting to receive submissions on the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga says the meeting is scheduled tomorrow, Wednesday, 11 February 2026 at 10 hours and will take place at Lusaka's Mulungushi International Conference Center. Ms. Luhanga says the commission has invited political parties, civil society organizations, faith-based organizations and members of the public to attend the meeting and make submissions on the proposed bill. Written submissions can also be emailed to elections@elections.org.zm, said Ms. Luhanga. The Zambia Department of Immigration says it has continued engaging learning institutions across the country to ensure that all foreign students are in possession of valid permits to study in Zambia. Immigration Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the department has been working closely with both public and private universities to promote compliance with immigration laws among international students. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nshinka explained that the response from learning institutions has so far been positive, with many universities cooperating fully with the department's efforts. Department of Immigration has also been receiving invitations from universities to address international students directly, educating them on the procedures and requirements for obtaining study permits, said Mr. Nshinka. He said the engagements are aimed at ensuring that foreign students understand how to regularize their stay and pursue their studies legally while in the country. Mr. Nshinka has since reiterated the Immigration Department's commitment to strengthening collaboration with learning institutions as part of broader efforts to promote lawful migration and compliance with immigration regulations. In Africa news, Burkina Faso's transitional parliament on Monday approved a bill banning all political parties in a move observers say allows the military junta led by Captain Ibrahim Traoré to consolidate control. The text, which received no opposition from lawmakers, repeals the Charter of Political Parties and the law relating to the financing of parties, electoral campaigns, and the status of the political opposition. Political party activities have been suspended in the Sahel country since the army seized power in 2022. On Tuesday, the United Nations Rights Chief called on the Burkina Faso government to halt all repression of civic space and to overturn its plan to prohibit all political parties. Coming up shortly, Palestinians say new Israeli measures in West Bank amount to de facto annexation. This and for more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Palestinians, Arab countries, Israeli anti-occupation groups, and the UK have condemned new steps approved by Israel's Security Cabinet for the occupied West Bank, saying they amount to de facto annexation. Far-right Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced the move that would make it easier for Jewish settlers to take over Palestinian land. "We will continue to kill the idea of Palestinian state," he said. All settlements are seen as illegal under international law. The measures, which are expected to be signed off by Israel's top military commander for the West Bank, aim to increase Israel control over the territory in terms of property law, planning, licensing, and enforcement. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator Numanch Pakpaku has cautioned residents living in low-lying areas, particularly those near rivers, to prepare for possible evacuation and ensure they have adequate food supplies in the event of flooding. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that it will convene a stakeholders' meeting to receive submissions on the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026. and Burkina Faso's transitional parliament on Monday approved a bill banning all political parties in a move observancy allows the military junta led by Captain Ibrahim Traoré to consolidate control. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Christabel Kamunu. Stay tuned.